Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I have a special show today. You know, every once in a while, you run into people that are doing the most incredible work, but for some reason you connect. And as you do connect, you realize that you have people that you're collaborating with, even if you don't collaborate with them. And then you realize that they have their own life. They have their own journey. They have their own passion. They have their own purpose. But you know, today with all of you, where you get to have this invitation to chat with both Kelly Wright and myself and talk about what this is that brings people together. What is it about transformation? What is it about who we are and what we love and what the journeys are all about? For me, once you hear this show, you're going to hear a couple of things. You know, the time right now is upon us to take a look, not just introspectively. I think we've been doing a lot of introspective work. It is really now time for us to get out of the gate. It's time for us to get out into the world. It's time for us to be speaking in places where maybe we haven't been speaking before. But how do we get there? How do we get to the place where we can feel that great about ourselves and show up? But here we are. We're here with author, radio host, Kelly J. Wright. You know, she is somebody that has been filling the airwaves with passion, purpose, so that you understand and I understand that even when the darkest hours are upon us, we are still at our best. We don't change. Today, we're going to talk about what this means to tap into power. And that is my word for next year. People ask me, what is our theme for next year? And I haven't come up with anything catchy. But one of the things that I'm struck by, I'm working with, you know, 20, 30 hosts on the network, is they are standing tall and stepping into a level of power that goes beyond empowerment. And they are doing it with exactly what Kelly is talking about. If you are not into a place of self-love, you are into a place of self-loathing. And there's rarely a middle ground. Kelly, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Dr. Pat. That was amazing. You went through me in so many ways just now.
But, you know, some people say sometimes I can be a little, you know, like black and white. Like it's kind of like it's either this or it's either that. And I'm not that way about most things. Most things, I really live in the middle ground. I believe in the 50 shades of everything. But when it comes to self-love, my own personal experience has been, you're either in it or you're not. And I don't know how to explain that, but I think you do. I'm curious about your perspective on this and your perspective on self-love.
Wow. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm actually very moved right now, and I want to tap into the power that you've set for the show. I really do. I love what you said about you're in it or not. And as being a very, what I thought, black and white person my whole life, it was either this or that. The 7 years of transformation work I've done have moved me into some different gray, as they like to call them, areas. But what I've really learned is that we're always in it. Just what side are we on? And so there's two sides of the coin of self-love. I was listening to one of my past shows today because I wanted to kind of get grounded in. And what came to me through the show was, you know, that we're all loving ourselves, but how are we loving ourselves?
Yeah.
And it's,
So Let's talk about that for a minute, though, because I think that, you know, when I'm thinking about you and I think about internal journeys, and we're going to talk about that, you know, we're going to talk about the spiritual transformation of things, of course. I love this idea of tapping into the energy of things. You know, right now you could see the things that are going on in the world. You could see sort of the energetic reaction to things that are happening in our political structure. And people don't necessarily connect the dots and say, yeah, it may be spilling over into my life. And that's what I want to talk about, because there actually is a real theory in psychology called spillover. I mean, people study this thing, spillover theory.
Yeah.
Meaning, look, if you have a rotten job, that rotten job brings you home. Yeah. But how does self-love help transform rotten job energy, rotten romance energy, rotten political energy, all of the rottens? How does the self-love wipe that out?
That's my favorite part. it really can. And it happens. There's a whole bunch of ways to get there. But the way that happens is we have to become love. And it is something that might feel odd to think about, because depending on where we are in our spiritual awakenings or in our, what I like to say, our line of sight, we can only see as far as we know. To become something doesn't make a lot of sense, because we believe we already are. If I'm loving someone, then I am using love, and I am a part of it. But again, we'll go back to, we're all having a relationship with love, but just how is that working? From what side of the frequency? Is it a positive or a negative? Is it in, you know, the black or the white, the yin or the yang? Which I believe once we balance those on each side, then we seat the soul, we seat love, that agape love. And so I love that you said the spillover theory, because anything we look at, we are entering into a relationship with. So we are in relationship to everything we touch, breathe, see, smell in our life. And so we will be affected by it, whether we want to believe it or not, we are on some level. I think I've listened to enough of your shows to say that I think that you probably agree with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I do agree with. You know, the thing for me is the revelation of my life. And when I think about the revelation of my life, I am sort of the most least likely person to be here today talking with you about any form of spiritual transformation or self-love. If you ask the people where I grew up with, I was telling a story a couple of weeks ago on a show that, you know, I had a high school reunion. I couldn't actually attend, but they somehow found me, and they found me on the internet, and they didn't believe it was me. And they were like, wait a minute, you know, we thought, like, whoa, you were like homeless, and then you were in jail, and then somebody said you were dead. and I thought, yeah, that's true. All of that's true. And I'm still here. So how do we make it from the pits of those places to get to the fulfillment in our lives of our calling, our purpose, and passion? And I'm telling you, I'm not done yet. I'm kind of still on the way. So I'm still in the groove of growing something here. But how are you doing it?
First of all, I love that you said you're still on the way, because there really is no destination, right? We are the journey. And when you say, how am I doing it, and you shared your story, I just went back to the beginning of the show. You were talking, and I wrote down synergy, belief, trust, win. And I think all four of those words really subscribe to how we've done it. There was something within us, a synergy that was meant to get to where we're going if we paid attention. And we believed it, and we trusted it, and we're winning. Now, I want to just pull back a second and add that winning is, I don't attach a positive or a negative to that. It's just that we're winning because we believe, and we do have synergy, and we trust still, no matter what, whether we are at our lowest depth. I always said, you know, if I'm in a box, you know, I beat all kinds of, you know, I used to party, do drugs. I used to drink too much, but I was high functioning. I'll just go out there. I've never said it, but you said it. I've been in jail. It's one of those things where I never believed that I wasn't supposed to be. I believed I was supposed to be doing every single one of those things. And I never thought I was in the wrong space. I trusted my journey and I trusted God. And I thought, I'm here and this is for me to learn. And this is for me to see how to be so truthful to how I perceive spirit, energy, God. It's a people get caught up on that name sometimes, but that's my word for universal consciousness, creator, that masculine, feminine energy that I believe creates everything, you know.
It's well, all about, I love that you're talking about this. I am curious, you know, here we are and you're the host of a fantastic radio show.
Right.
I mean, you're also an author. You're out there speaking. You're a transformational coach. You know, you're taking not just the message out into the world, but what you're doing is you're also saying to folks, man, this is not the time to be on the couch. This is the time to get off the couch. This is the time to really learn how to show up. And for me, what I'm finding is as I get to this place, I don't need any less help from coaches and people. I actually need more. What do you find is the most active thing we could say to people today that helps them look at, as you say in your book, the stepping stones that pave the way or pave the pathway for internal growth? What have you discovered those to be?
You know, it's a good question. And I'm always in real time and I'm connecting and it's reminded me of a story. And it's about, I ended up at a convention and they were having church and I love going anywhere. I'll go to any church and
yeah,
I like to hear and listen and be with everyone. And I just showed up all I heard was, do you need a miracle? And I thought, you know what? I do. So I got up and walked up to the stage with everybody. I was by myself this day. And the people that I went to the convention with were still in bed. And I'm like, I'm going to go to church. And I walked up there and there was a bunch of people coming up and then a bunch of people that weren't. And the gentleman and the woman next to me, we were talking and I said, wow, look at all those people still up there. They're just sitting there. And he goes, yeah, if you don't think you need a miracle, you probably need it more than the ones of us that are down here asking for one.
Right? Isn't that the truth?
And what I hear in that and in your question and what I would tell anyone out there listening is, if you think you don't need any help, if you think you're good, well, there's always more. There's always further to go. Just like you said earlier, like I'm not done yet, right? Have you found enough peace in your heart? Are you happy enough? Are you be able to bring joy? Can you become love? Can you seek the soul? Can you be in the middle of chaos and not take it in? Can you be with another in their pain and not try to change them, but let them, you know, express where they are and just be that seat of silence? Those are really good indicators that you've gotten far. But I know, because I've got my foot in those doors and I'm sure you do too, that just like you said earlier, it makes me think, okay, I need more help.
Yeah.
Because if I got this far, there is more.
Yeah.
There's more.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's why you and I are talking today, because we're at a time where when I think about the energetic shifts and I think about the calls to action that we've made, from where we were in 2019 to where we're going. Anybody that you talk to is keying in on the 26th of this month and the new moon and what it means. And the energy of that new moon and the eclipse, the partial eclipse, will have a six-month effect and not a four-week one. And people are looking at this and they're looking at, well, what is it for me? What is mine to do? I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk with you about how we look at our lives, what it is we do, how do we do it, and talk about the writing of internal journeys. What was that about for you? And how does that, Kelly, how does that transcend, transform, transmute to the power-packed energy of 2020. Mm. Nate, let's take a short break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Hey, welcome to a very special broadcast here. You know, it's kind of interesting how we connect with people and how we look, we somehow meet people, cross pathways, and at the time we just don't know. And even when we are connecting and crossing, we still don't know. But we're willing to take the journey and we're willing to explore and we're willing to take a deep dive into whatever that is. But when you take a deep dive into self-love, that's when you want to talk with Kelly J. Wright. And as the author of Internal Journeys, A Spiritual Transformation, there are many things that we're going to talk about today. But the most important thing is I believe in the transmutation of energy. And I don't just mean energy from within. I really am talking about, Kelly, the energy that starts within, but then just completely vibrationally expands to the outer world. And before we talk about that, I want to know, how do people find out more about you and how do they get a copy of your book?
Thank you so much. Such an honor to be here with you. My book, Internal Journeys, A Spiritual Transformation, is available on Amazon.com. And you can Google Kelly J. Wright and it will pop up, or you can look for Internal Journeys, A Spiritual Transformation. And it's available on ebook and paperback. And it's really cool that I am touring it right now. So I'm actually doing book signings and talking about the journey locally in the Pacific Northwest right now.
Yeah. What made you do that? Because that's really what I want to talk about. Because, I mean, we have all started to get this energy. And I got to say, it started with us around September. And it was the energy of you got to get out from behind the mic. And we sort of had a vibe about it. But the way it's happening for us, we could have never predicted. I mean, when we called it in and we said, well, I didn't say it, but my team is like, Pat, you have got to get back out there again. Yeah. You know, get out from building a network. We can handle what's being built. We can handle AI for the soul. We can handle all of that. Get out. I held the space for it. But what showed up could never have been imagined. And I really want to talk about this because people that are willing to hold the space for their greatness have to know that it may come the way you think, but it may not. You know, mine came in the form of a last minute call to get down to LA on October 1st to be in a video that's about ending violence and gun violence with a gentleman that wrote a song with a woman that used to work for us who said, you got to get down here. And the next thing I know, I'm in a music video with John Legend. And for me, this is an example, not to say or brag about this because it's surreal for me, but it's to say when you call something in and you really believe it, the universe will take the reins. I get a sense that that's what your message and your message about the book is as well.
Right. You know, when we're calling for it, we might not always realize that spirit's timeline and our timeline might be a little bit different. And it's going to show up different, like you said. Sometimes it shows up real, it looks real fast, but you've been at this for over 15 years.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you have, as we talked about together, like these amazing connections that I believe if we keep walking that path that is now, eventually it all comes together to fruition and we can't give up when it's not happening. And then when we remember how many times, at least for me specifically, where I said, whatever you need, Spirit, I will be of service. I'm surrendered and this is my journey and my life is yours to give. Like And then when it happens, you're like, holy cow.
I'm not like, holy cow. I'm like, what just happened right there? I'm like, whoa, like what? Right?
And if I tell you this, it's, I hope people out there are listening because it's when you show up, you don't know, just come and just start. And if it starts by listening, listen. If it starts by questioning your thoughts, that's perfect because that's what I had to do. And that's how my whole journey began.
Yeah.
But it takes time. I've been on a spiritual journey that I call my true awakening for 7 years, but I've been walking a path of enlightenment and knowing I was going to end up here for pretty much my whole life. It didn't mean that I got a reprieve from my journey. I believe we all come here to learn certain things. And that until those markers are met, we don't get catapulted into the next spot. Some of my clients are in their 60s, some are in their 30s. And some of the clients that are in their 60s say, I wish I would have met you sooner. I'm like, but it was supposed to be now.
Yeah.
You would have lost something that you needed. Like your journey is to be here now. And if you would have lost any of those steps, you wouldn't be who you are now. And we want to love on that person who you are because you're amazing, right? And so in internal journeys, even I had to do that for me is go, how do I love every part of me no matter what right now? Because if I don't do that, I can't get to the next step. It's a block.
Yeah. Let's talk about how you figured it out because you're on this book tour again. You're taking this out there. Yes. And, you know, when I was reading your book, I was thinking to myself, okay, what is it that causes us to really show up and declare for ourselves that we are on a spiritual transformation, that we are really called to a journey, that maybe our life is that? And, you know, when you're out now talking about this, book touring about this again, what has changed now from when you first did this? What's changed?
Well, it's about to change is what I feel. And I was dragging my feet. I'm not ashamed to say that because deep spiritual work is tiring. You take at least the way that I processed my first three transformations that I now teach.
Oh, yeah. It's big. Emotional.
And I went through, and after the first 3 years, I took the next three to really practice what I learned and to go, I'm not ready till I'm ready. And it's been a lot. And I was ready to quietly go into the woods and work with just a couple clients a year and do my radio show from up there. And all of a sudden, everything changed. And I'm aware enough in the journey to know that it's changing to show me something. So it's not that I did something wrong, but if without the knowledge that I hone as my belief system and similar to yours and many other people doing this work, that sometimes we have to get shaken a little bit to really break open the next energy frequency. And so my finances were really just slowly stepped back to where I was like, what's going on? I'm like, okay, I'm not supposed to be in the woods anymore. And it's not time for me to quietly go into that dark night. You know, I can rage against the darkness out here and quietly, but I made a promise a long time ago, and that was to go speak to people and show them how beautiful they are and that they can do this work too. And that was it. That's what really pushed me back out.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you're out there now and you're speaking with people, I hear this a lot. I hear this from people that I've interviewed or people that come on, and they talk about there is something that's in the air. There's a shift. And I'm talking about the people you get to be in front of, the people that are listening to the show, the people that are connecting with you, that want to work with you. I know I've been doing this a long time, and I have seen a change in the industry, the consciousness industry, which once was alternative. It no longer is. It's part of a progressive movement. You know, it's not new thought. We coined a phrase called now thought. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are the new mainstream of messaging because we have one foot in the consciousness world with our pop culture and one foot, you know, bringing along folks that have been here forever. And what we're discovering is, you know, through our host, that you can write a book about ancient Sanskrit, like Sarah Main's book's coming out, mm-hmm. and still say and refer to people in the pop culture that have Sanskrit tattoos. And this is the new world. I mean, go back 15 years. Well, okay, maybe you can't, but if you go back, it was usually a stage full of mostly men talking about lifting your life up, you know, raising things up, you know, take this course, take this credit, learn to do this. And the energy of this, I think, has changed from what I perceived as a very masculine learning model to almost something androgynous, almost something harmonic. What is your thought on that?
Well, I really key into the androgynous harmonic just because I believe the work is both masculine and feminine, and that when it is balanced, it is harmonic and it is a personal energy signature that sings. And that it's universal, one song, right? Universe. Mm-hmm. And so I feel that all over, even in the short time, my aunt's a healer. So I grew up around her and even just how she explains, it's different from when she was younger and doing the work. So I really just want to thank all of the way showers, you know, from mm-hmm. the beginning of time forward, who have stepped out when it wasn't such a universal accepted place to be. And for all the women and men that really went out there and bared their soul and took the torch and led forward to make this room for all of us to come out here and speak safely. I never in a million years could have dreamed that I could speak so openly about esoteric thought, and that I study the Bible and every religion, and that I love to study etymology and put words together so I could show you, not you per se, but show people who want to look that it's all the same. It's energy. And I'm safe. And those who came before weren't as safe as we are now.
They were not as safe, and they were bold.
Yes.
They were bold. Yeah. I mean, if you think about the masculine model, and I'm not saying one is better than the other. Right. I'm just saying they're different.
Yeah.
And when you think about that model that was brought forth, it was brought forth in a way of high vibrational consciousness. And what it has allowed you to do and me to do is to pull on that.
Yeah.
You know, or to pull from it, shall I say, and step out boldly. So what you're saying, I just love it, because without those people and standing on the shoulders of those people that have come before, I'm not sure where I'd be.
Me neither.
I'm not.
Me neither.
I'm like, where I'd be?
Where would I be? Yeah, I agree with you on that one, because I know that there's nothing else that I'm supposed to be doing. I can't do anything else. It's just in me, as it is you and others out there that are doing this work, that we know no matter what it looks like on the outside or feels like on the inside, we have to go forward. I've literally watched the skills that I used in my career up until, you know, this work diminish. And I know it's on purpose so that I can only focus on doing this work versus going backwards. I always go, okay, that's pretty smart that you're not allowing me to use the skill sets I used to have to create an income so I can actually do this.
Yeah, I love that joke. I love that cosmic joke.
I do too.
That's like the best cosmic joke.
Yeah, it's funny. It's really funny. And that's what I really like to talk to people about with transformation work, is that once we could laugh at ourselves, we start to see it's, for me, it's all prodding from the other side to show us, come into the dark, laugh at the things that feel painful and find a way through, because it's just a test. It's just a really big test. And there's so much light and love on the other side. And I actually talk about that in, at the end of the book, there's a 3-part series in pain, and it's the yin and the yang of pain. And it talks about, you know, the pain being the feminine side of it, the yin being a flashlight through time to help lead us through our wounds. And that, you know, that everything on the other side is everything we dream it to be. So fear not, fear not.
Wow. Let's take a short break. For those of you just tuning in, I got it here. Kelly J. Wright joining me on the show today. We're talking about her book, Internal Journeys, a Spiritual Transformation, but we really are talking about life. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean? What does it mean? As Kelly says in her book, we are the fireworks of energy causing forever connections in our cosmic DNA. See, I love that, because that, I believe, that right there, that summarizes for me the energy of 2020, Jupiter moving into Capricorn, and everybody getting down and having a party that is all about changing lives. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and I'll give you lots of information, tell you about Kelly's show, all of the above. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuyper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. You know what I love about talking to Kelly, everybody? Look, we can talk about a lot of things, but I'm telling you really what's strong for me right now, for all of you, is I started this show, Dial the Wrong Phone Number, when I was at one of the lowest points of my life. And everybody around me thought I shouldn't be. I just finished school, had accolades for my research, should have taken that Fortune 50 consulting big fat salary, and I couldn't. I was on the couch. I wasn't moving. But I had the time that Kelly talked about earlier. And I've watched how that one wrong phone number and pulling out a credit card and charging a lot of money for 1 hour a week for 13 weeks on an internet only show. And what I want to say about it has to do with what we're talking about now. I have never regretted it. I've never looked back. I now understand the meaning of why that was my yes and what my why was around it. And when Jessica and I were talking about what's your why, it's never changed. On the back of that card, I wanted to reach a million people to help them live life full out. 2 weeks ago, 5 million of you hit our websites and crashed our Amazon server. And I promise you, early in 2020, we will have a new device, a new server, new technology, because we are getting ready for you. And so is Kelly. Kelly is ready for you. She's ready for the energy of change. Her work is a culmination of her life. You know, her history is an accumulation of her learning, and her future is the ascension of everything that she knows, everything she's called to do, encompassed around a degree of power that for most of us as women, we are very, very hesitant to call in. And I want to say to all of you, as I say to Kelly, 2020 is the time to do it. And it may not be the way I do it, or it may not be the way Kelly does it, may not be the way Nate does it, but you will find your own way to do it because the door is open. It is like Kelly says in the book, we are fireworks of energy causing forever connections in our cosmic DNA. I think that that is the perfect description of the energy of going into 2020. Kelly, thanks again for joining me here today. Before we get into it, because we really get rolling here, what is the best way for people to find out about you, find out where you're going to be, work with you, radio show, everything?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. I'm Kelly J. Wright, and you can find me all over the internet. I've been working and living and growing out loud for 7 years. So if you Google my name, you're going to find a lot of access. I've got a lot of content, and I'm ready to go. I have a website, www.internaljourneys, that's journeys.com. And that is really, it's where it showcases my work. It's what happened when my journey grew up. My directive from Spirit was to start this journey, and the name of the project is called Internal Narcissies. And it was learning to love ourselves so we could love others. And that is a second website I have where I lived and grew out loud for 5.5 years. And I blogged, and I have so much of my spiritual awakening work in there that I really need to get into another book, but that's another story. So you can find, if you go to www.internalnarcissist.com, it is like my journal of the journey. I have this great perception out there, people that are listening. If you have something that comes on your heart, like a word or a phrase, you can go to Facebook. And I use this when I'm trying to find something for my work. I put in my name and then I write and then I'll write like fear or opening your heart. And then it will actually Google you and take you to something I've written. I've been living and growing out loud through Facebook as well. And it really serves as a place for me to kind of just let people find. I've always thought, I'll just connect. It'll happen as it's supposed to. I'm going to live and grow out loud. I'm not going to worry about what happens. It's not about the destination. I have to heal myself and everything will happen. But as Dr. Pat's been alluding to today, you know, and the phone call that she picked up and created a radio show on a yes off her couch, I connected with her just recently, and I'm here today. And I am literally amazed to have her background and knowledge and expertise and just the whole repertoire and everything that she's built, and spend time with her, because I can't get to my next level without her. And so when you look at how spirit connects us, and how I believe we have soul journeys that are meant to find each other when we're ready, not before, that if you're listening on that couch, as Dr. Pat said, you are hearing your first soul strand spark possibly. And it's ours together that are going out and connecting now through this radio show today. And so you can find me, and she is, I hope you don't mind me saying, but she's doing me the biggest favor. And it's a dream that I've been dreaming for like many years now. And is that to have a place to have host all the radio shows that I've created along the way, and other stations have taken down because I'm not there. And she's going to have a place.
We're putting them up.
Yes.
Yeah, we're putting them up. So I want to be very clear about this for Nate, because Nate, you're going to get to do this. One of the things that we've loved in doing radio is that two things were called. You may not even know this, Kelly. Mm-hmm. I'm a little shocked by how the outside world sees us as a network. I'm pretty clear, kind of, but not really, about how people see me. I'm actually not clear at all now. I'm a little bit confused on how the world sees me because I don't look. But here's the thing that we know. We have built a network that's based on collaboration and not competition. Mm. You know, we have decided that we need to make sure that we're getting the word out there. And there are more times than not when I ask people that come forward and ask us about things, they're actually quite shocked when they hear that we don't take down archives, that we're spending thousands of dollars a month to expand our storage capacity so those archives could be available. Yeah. You know, that we're soon to have a podcast network that will be set up very different than any podcast network. It will be set up the way our channels are set up. But here's the thing. I know how it has felt for me, Kelly, in this journey, to have radio networks say to me, you're not good enough. You're not paying me enough. You're not paying me at all. And unless you pay me for the airtime, we're not going to do that. We're not going to keep you up. We're not going to promote you. And I know the way that feels. And I don't think our listeners quite understand what it means to be an independent radio host, because I don't talk about it. But we have signed up for this, and we have the best listeners on the planet. I mean, the best. There's nothing like them. Your show, my show, the networks we're on, how we do it. And you know what the issue really is here, Kelly? Mm-mm. I feel like I have an obligation to bring your message to our loyal listeners. And that's what fires us up. That's why we built a network that can accommodate it through our technology. And I think that's the energy of 2020, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it that fireworks thing you talk about in your book?
Yeah, I have it opened. You know, Pieces is a really important blog. And it talks about we are fireworks of energy causing forever connections in our cosmic DNA. I'll read a little bit of it.
Yes, I would love for you to.
Okay. It says, there are pieces of us everywhere. Little parts we have given that can never be recalled. Moving as doubles of energy in lives we know or knew, settling into places wanted, unwanted, or may not even be realized. They are on pages we have turned, objects we have touched, people's hearts we have graced or unintentionally misgiven, words and touches shared or thrown, and places we have moved into for a while, whether in physicality or spirituality. I believe everyone we come in contact with will change us as we change them. And this is my truth, because we are truth. We matter. We are important. And so are the things we once coveted or treasured. And it really brings me to what you just said and that you're doing for me. I'm so honored. I've had tears in my eyes a couple times through our show already, like to know that you care enough to help me bring my work into one place on your coveted radio station and to share me with your listeners. I'm honored.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you that it's a mutual relationship. I It doesn't matter how many days, how many years, how many shows. I think we're pushing 9,000 for the Dr. Pat Show. It doesn't matter how many hosts come through. What matters in the end is I am a student. The reason I love doing this is because I love learning. And I'm being very clear, I do not have all the answers. I mean, the people that listen to my show will tell you that most of the wisdom doesn't come from me. It comes from the people I have on. And that's why you're on. Because this is now a time for a voice like yours to be heard, perhaps even a little resurrection, perhaps even, you know, a strengthening of the harmonic, you know, vibration between masculine and feminine. But in the end, we have to make the journey from empowered to powered. You see?
Yeah, yeah. I just got spiritual chills. Your word for 2020, right? Power. Tap into power. I love it. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I want to ask you this. As you step forward, and I know, boy, I'll tell you, this time is going so quickly. I want to ask you to take a look for us at the future, at your vision. I really want folks to know that, you know, what you've written about is the journey. I would love to hear from you today, the journey forward, the journey onward, you know, the follow on of things. What's next for Kelly J?
Right. What's next is me really fully seeding the soul, which I really fully believe happens once we can balance our opposites. Then we get to take up residence. We are really, truly a spiritual being having a human experience. And so practice, practice, practice is what I've been doing. I'm ready to take that next step to really open up a radio show that is a talk radio show, to really connect with people and start working with them, people that are open and ready and that are just like me and just like you and just ready to just grow and be more a part of this amazing energy. We create our life by what we believe. And once we know that we have the tools to flip the switch and check if what we believe is holding up to the litmus test or not, and to change and review some of the things that aren't, that we really get to create a beautiful life here on planet Earth, heaven on earth. You know, it's that whole adage of as above, so below. So I want to take what I have and share it and grow and learn with others through radio, through going and taking it to the street to really get out there. And for me, as with anyone who does this work and goes really deep into it, sometimes I'm just going to speak for me. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I've done this and I know what I can do, but is that going to be okay? And what I'm hearing is it's okay.
It is okay, because I say this every day on the show, almost every day, and the listeners will send me an email and correct me. I say, even today, going into 16 years, number one for 12 by the listeners, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what I don't know. I don't know if what we're doing is reaching people in the way that we need to be. And so we ask them, what do you want more of? And they tell us, who do you want us to add to Transformation Talk Radio? What type of channels do you want us to have besides Transformation Talk Radio? Should we change our name from Transformation Radio to Transformation Talk Radio? And what do you think about our new design for consciousness called AI for the Soul? We ask people, because Kelly, here's the thing. We really don't know. And we want to make sure that we're always open to hearing. And that has been the ticket for all of us here.
Amen. I'm laughing because I feel the same way. I'm like, the further I go, the less I know. And I like it.
Yeah, I do. And you know, what it does for me is it allows us to stay open to what new hosts and new people bring forward. You know, it allows us to take a look at somebody like Cornelia Stephanie and see what she's doing with social media and Facebook Zoom audiences, which we're going to do. it allows us to say, we're not just a radio company. We're actually a little TV company with really cool interactive graphics like Nate has been doing and Zach. And this is for us something that I understand that most radio networks don't even touch. And that's what I love about you. And that's what I love about us and what you're bringing. You really are not about radio, television, notoriety. Clearly you get it. You will get that notoriety. But there is an essence of dedication and commitment to helping people move their lives over. And that's the energy I think you're talking about in that fireworks. What do you think?
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. It is so important that everyone knows that they can be the love of their life. And in doing so, they can create love in their life. It doesn't really happen any other way. And I can't stop not wanting to show people how to do that and find others that do it so we can all group together and reach more people, because I had to do this work too. And being someone who's done it and living on both sides, I can't do anything else but even just one heart at a time, as we say, an internal journey, start to show you that you're mad, that you matter, you're important. Everything that you've done is a part of your journey. There's no shame once we can realize there's no shame, and let's all learn how to love ourselves so we can love others.
Well, look, I want to thank you for today. And I know we have a few minutes left, and I want to get to just one or two things. First of all, again, let people know about the radio show, about you, about where you're going to be, the book tour, the book, how they can get a copy of the book. Let's do that first. And then I want to ask you your personal message. What is your personal message for us today as we listen and we move forward? But first, let's get some information of folks.
Yeah, I would love to. Everybody out there listening, hello, it's Kelly J, and I do have a radio show. It's called Conscious Speaks, and it is on KKNW, and it airs Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I dedicated the show to showcasing authors and coaches and others out there who are doing similar work and haven't had as much airtime or space to reach out into the ethers. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to show them. And then I also do shows where I go on and talk about my journey and my self-love work, the transformation work. So it's kind of split. And that's an amazing, fun show called Conscious Speaks. I'm a self-love transformation guide. I downloaded through Spirit 12 blogs that walked my mind out of darkness, I call it. And it is now, it's my book, and it turned into a course that I teach, and literally walked myself through two more transformations that I found out are called super mental transformations. Mm. And so I have a self-love mastery course that I teach, and also teach it to the extent that others can learn how to guide it. I don't believe this knowledge is mine. I was available to hear it. I was asking for it, so I received it, and I want to share with others. And the book is available on Amazon under Kelly J. Wright. And I'm touring in Seattle right now. I have Third Place Books is my first, my next book signing event, January 5th. I'm at East West Bookstore on January 18th, and looking to make other engagements. They'll be known on my Facebook pages under Kelly J. Wright and Internal Journeys.
Yeah, that's what I wanted people to know, because it is 2020 is the year to get out. Yeah. It really is. I mean, it's very comfortable to stay behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
The one thing that you know and that I know is there's a different calling for those of us here. And boy, are you in service of all those out there. And really those out there, like if you were like me, I couldn't help myself. And I've been at that place just like you. Yeah. And thank you for doing that. What's your personal message, Kelly? What would you like to leave us with today?
You know, today, what came through for me at the beginning of the show is that synergy, belief, and trust will equal a win. And that win is just your next step of trusting yourself. It Don't try to imagine a place. Think about it as the next place that you can trust yourself to love yourself a little bit more, to open up and let down some walls, and to really reach out, whether it's through Transformative Talk Radio, the Dr. Pat Show. I've looked online. She has many amazing shows for you to listen to. Whether it's Googling a word to find your next, what we call accidental coincidence, right?
Yeah, I love Google.
Yeah, Google will do it. And just trust yourself and say yes, like Dr. Pat did. And I get to be here today because she said yes to a radio show that was an accidental call. And so that's a beautiful thing. Thank you for all your work, Dr. Pat. I'm so privileged to know you, and thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you, Kelly. And I want to just tell everybody we're really excited about what we are going to be doing and bringing Kelly's shows forward. Powerful, message powerful. And here's the thing for me. This is a personal message from me to all of you. What you're hearing through Kelly and through our collaboration is really what we believe in for the world in 2020. We believe in the world where there are not this side and the other side. And the way that we get there is to do our best to demonstrate it, to demonstrate what it means to be on that internal journey, what it means to take both the spiritual transformation and the transformation necessary in the real world. And that's what Kelly J. Wright is doing. You're going to hear a lot more about her from us. I hope you do all show up and go see her in person. And maybe she'll inspire me to get out behind a microphone. Kelly, thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd love to get out there on tour with you.
Wouldn't that be like the funnest thing for us to do like a total like 2020 tour?
It's going to happen now. You said it.
All right. Nate's thinking, oh no.
What is that? Mean I'm affirming.
Nate's like, oh no, more work.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kelly J. Wright. Thank you, Nate, for pushing all the right buttons. Thank you for all the networks that, wow, decided to keep us on when others have not. And thanks to all of you, the listeners. We want to make sure that this holiday season is one where you're standing tall, your head is held up high, and you know that you are truly divine. We'll see you next time.